This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications in Minnesota. I'm Vin Finelli. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Just fine, Gwyneth. I'm so glad you're with us. And I wanted to mention something. I was thinking this morning about who you are. My voice is a little hoarse, class, so just please bear with me. My thoughts this morning were pretty interesting. What is it about USA Prepares that is a little different or very different? And I was thinking about Gwyneth, Norm, you know, the regular Monday through Thursday and Friday faculty and beyond. And we don't like being told what to do. You know that. So much so that Rich Sheehan, Gwyneth, I, Kyle, Sharon, Bruce Kay, who you have not heard for a while, all generate our own electricity. And electricity is a form of slavery. And it's easy to prove. Just try shutting off that main breaker at your service panel and see how long you like it. No coffee, no cell phones, no microwave oven, no stove. If you have a well, no water. And people have become slaves voluntarily. They say, give me more. Give me more. I want more electricity. You know, my grandmother and grandfather's electric bill, I've seen them. From the 1950s. Like $7. One of my instructors, Isaac Asimov, when I was very, very young, said that electricity will be generated by the atom, nuclear power, atomic power. I have my notebook from when I was in class with him in the 1960. Very, very young, and I was very interested in science. And he said, electricity will be everywhere, it'll take over everything, it'll do everything for you, and it will be almost free. Well, he was right, except for the almost free part, right? Then the marketeers got involved, the capitalists got involved, and it's hardly free. It is probably one of the least expensive forms of energy, but it's not free. And so, if you look at Gwyneth, if she wants to have electricity, the sun's got to be shining. If Rich wants to have electricity, the sun's got to be shining, or he's got to fire up his generator. And in our case over here, if we want electricity, the sun's got to be shining, or we fire up the generator, or we throw a switch and grab some from the grid, which I don't like doing. Kyle, he's got the same predicament. Sharon's got the same predicament. Bruce Kay's got the same predicament. And so we are dependent on electricity. Would we be able to farm without it? I don't think so. Not too easily. Certainly not at the 200-plus acre scale. Impossible. We have electric fencing, which requires a solar charger to charge a battery to power the solar fence, charger, which actually puts a high voltage 7,000 volts on the fence to, pulse 7,000 volts at a crack. And it would be difficult for us to manage this farm without electricity. We'd be going backwards, which, by the way, is our intention, to go backwards. Because I believe that if these electric-powered vehicle people have their way, electricity will be rationed. And I will be, if I were dependent on the grid from our farm, and there are plenty of farms, and probably all the farms around here, except for ours, are dependent on the grid. So let's say they have these fence chargers and they're plugged into a 120-volt outlet. And they are dependent on that 120 volts to be present to keep their electric fence running, to keep the cattle in the farm. And then some jerk or a collection of jerks in your village decides that they want to have electric cars, and they pull down so much power that electricity has to be rationed. And then your farm doesn't get 24-hour-a-day electricity. And you know what? Cows are pretty smart. They can literally smell the ozone coming off the electric fence. They can smell it. It kind of smells like a nice after rain scent. That's ozone. Nice clean air. They can smell it right at the edge of the electric fence. They can smell it within like an inch. And so they know when it's working or not. So when it's not working, they test the fence and they go, I can't believe it. It's not working. And they'll just walk right through it. So there'll be cows everywhere. So we are dependent. That's just one tiny example of how dependent we are on electricity. I have another item I'd like to mention. And this just kind of blows my mind. I was looking at the Mrs. Finelli's computer in the kitchen. and there's this article about this woman. And she got run over by her Range Rover. And the family is suing Jaguar Land Rover because she was run over by a Range Rover. Now, why that happened? Well, the family believes that it has to do with a gear shift control knob that was defective. You know that back in the 1960s, when automatic transmissions started becoming more popular, we had a couple Fords. We had a 65 and a 66 Ford Galaxy 500 and a Ford Country Squire. That was a station wagon, and we had the four-door sedan. And if you wanted to put the transmission selector into gear to go forward or backward, you'd have to do a couple things. One, you'd have to pull that gear select lever, which was mounted on the steering column, toward you, so that it would go left or right. So you pull it toward you, and then it goes into reverse, neutral, you know, etc. And there are lockouts, so that you can't go from from drive to reverse. Accidentally. There are lockouts to prevent that. Intentionally. That was in the 1960s. That was in the early days of automatic transmissions. Well, this Range Rover, I saw a part of the video where this woman is partially in the vehicle and partially out of the vehicle and gets run over by it. Because the transmission gear selector is not a lever. Now, on Mercedes, the gear shift knob, gear shift control, transmission control, is in the console. It's between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And it has detents. It has lockouts to prevent you from accidentally putting it from drive to reverse, and etc. As a matter of fact, you even have to step on the brake when you want to put it from park into a forward or reverse or neutral gear. So they're safety mechanisms. But Range Rover, Jaguar Land Rover, has a knob. Now, think of it like Hillary Clinton with her easy button. You know, this big red button she wanted to give to Vladimir Putin. And they say, we can reset this, just push this easy button. So this thing is like a hockey puck. And you turn it left or right. What moron thought this up? And who approved it? What kind of an idiot would think of a gear shift control knob versus a lever Who would think of that? Well, obviously, it's not a good design, and obviously, this woman died from it. But obviously, somebody bought this stupid vehicle. Somebody got in and said, is this the coolest thing or what? Look at this. This has a knob. We don't have to use that old-fashioned gear shift selector that's safe. We can have a knob. And I hope this family takes down Jaguar Land Rover because of this idiotic design. This is what happens when the marketing people run amok. And management is too ignorant to understand what they're doing. It's an outrage. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Well, when things like this happen, it's like that, you know, Darwin Awards get handed out. Personally, I'm somebody who says, I think that the shift idea is a good idea. You know, I saw a YouTube video once, and it was a girl. She didn't have a very high IQ, and she called it the Prindle Stick. And I said, actually, I like that name, Prindle Stick. It stands for Park Reverse Neutral Drive Low. And, that you actually have to shift it up and down. Personally, I think that the hockey puck, I can just picture it in my mind, and I can picture how easy it would be for a child, a dog, even your own foot, to just, if you're reaching into the car, just flick that thing across and, put the thing into gear or, put it into reverse and just send that car just rocketing forward or rocketing backwards, with kids and dogs and all of that running around on the inside of the vehicle. And that happens sometimes, Sometimes you might, just have the vehicle running for whatever reason and the dog jumps in the other door. Maybe you've got the other door open, the dog jumps in the other door, flips the hockey puck thing, puts it into gear and all that. And I can't imagine why anybody would have something like that. It just seems too easy to, it seems too easy for something to go wrong. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you're talking about that Prindle stick. Back in 1965, there was a television show called Green Acres, and the stars were Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor, and they were city slickers from the big city, New York, and they ended up in this, rural farm, and it was a comedy, and Ava Gabor used that term PRNDL. Green Acres. That's the first time I ever heard that term being used. Yeah. So, I got to tell you another story. So we were working on this this truck here, and relatively new, and within the last 10 years, this truck was manufactured. This darn thing, along with all the other trucks that we've seen here, have problems with traction control, and so. It went to a previous mechanic. I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and I'm sharing some of my my thoughts over the last few days. So, we've worked on a number of trucks here at the farm. And what happens is vehicles show up here because the dealers can't seem to fix them. And there was one that came in, and it was a Chevrolet pickup truck, about 10 years old. And the problem was it has a traction control error message on the instrument cluster. And we diagnosed the problem, and it has a bad sensor. And here's the problem. Vehicles today have a lot of sensors, and maybe as many as 200. About 40% of the cost of a new vehicle is electronics. Hard to believe, right? But it's true. Well, there is a sensor in the steering wheel that determines at what position the steering wheel is pointing. So, for example, we'll call straight up, you know, going straight forward, 12 o'clock. And they're 360 degrees in a circle. So there's a sensor that determines at what angle you are turning the steering wheel. There are wheel sensors that determine how fast each of the four wheels is spinning to let the computer know whether you're losing traction or not. And then there are other sensors to determine the angle of the vehicle as it goes around a curve to see if it's leaning too much. And then there are other sensors that monitor fuel mixture, coolant temperature, and maybe next week I'll go over some of these sensors and how complicated these vehicles are. So here's what's happening. So this owner of the vehicle brings it in and he says he's got a problem. We diagnose it. We tell him he needs one of these sensors. Now, it took probably half an hour to figure this out because it could be one of maybe 12 different sensors. And you don't want to throw $200 per sensor at a problem if you don't know if that's what it is, plus the time to swap all these parts. By the way, how long do these sensors last? Oh, I don't know, 50, 60,000 miles? So you got 200 sensors, 50 or 60,000 miles apiece. You got to be out of your mind to buy a new car, according to Vin Finelli. So the owner of this vehicle, between the time that we ordered the sensor, and they're not in stock. Why would anybody want to stock sensors, right? So they have to be ordered. It takes about a week. We got the sensor coming in, and the owner comes back, and he says, hey, I was talking to the other mechanic in town, and he said, you know what the problem is? The reason that I've got this message on my dashboard is because I step on the brake when I start the vehicle. Now, I want you to think about this, class. Stepping on the brake before you start the vehicle. Who in their right mind would not step on the brake before starting the vehicle? You've got to be foolish to start your car without stepping on the brake first. Absolutely, positively, plumb loco. Because what would happen if you started your vehicle and it jumped into gear? What would happen? Well, maybe somebody could in front of it could be run over. Maybe it's a dog. Maybe it's the child. Maybe it's the neighbor. Maybe it's your mother, father, sister, brother. Why would anybody start a vehicle without stepping on the brake? It makes no sense. None. So that's what this mechanic said. This mechanic said, well, you know, that's because you step on the brake, but when you know, before you start the vehicle. It's protocol. What I'm telling you is a whole bunch of things all wrapped into a couple paragraphs or sentences. Number one, mechanics make stuff up. They don't know, so they make it up. And then the automobile owner, so I guess he must be right because he wears a shirt that says, you know, Joe on it. Do your own research, please. You can look that up. You can look that stuff up. You can say traction control light comes on my GMC 1500, you know, with the year. And you get all kinds of explanations. And some of them might be right. But the answer of stepping on the brake before you start the vehicle causing an error is nuts. Gwyneth, any comments about that short, rambling tirade I just went through?
Well, I always step on the brake when I start with my people.
Yeah.
For that exact reason.
Gwyneth, I engaged the brake on my bicycle before I got on it. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
If you ever doubted Congress with a blank check is a bad thing, just look at what's included in the 5,600-page coronavirus relief package and how the goal to help hurting Americans was totally missed.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Trump went on to list some of the ridiculous spending that has nothing to do with its goal. cash for two national mall museums, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, a $2.5 million for internet freedom. Mexico will receive 1.4 million Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday, putting the country and Chile the first Latin American nations to vaccinate. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stampulium on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
An opportunity to have a conversation with her yesterday afternoon where I stressed the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood. So I've been working overtime to travel around the state to different communities to try to find people in our community cover for a statewide day of opening on New Year's Day. We're encouraging folks to go to our website, standpulliam.org, and print off our hashtag New Year's Day slogan to put into their storefronts. We all need to stand together.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID during these times. And I stressed to her that I, too, am. But here's the facts. These stores, these restaurants, they're opening. And they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance, with very little face coverings and guidance that they're taking from the governor. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
Pulliam says a plan is in place.
What we're looking to do is to open just one level under that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And I've got one more piece of information I want to share with you. So I got an email from someone I respect. And this email had a link that this nurse, you've probably heard about her, her name is Tiffany Dover. And a 42-year-old nurse, has some children. She's white, no health problems. And she worked in the COVID unit in a hospital in Tennessee. Well, they showed her as one of the three or four people getting the first COVID-19 vaccines, and she kind of leans over and faints. And they say, oh, yeah, because she has this condition, and whenever she feels pain, she faints. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that a hospital would hire a nurse who would faint at the onset of a little bit of pain? Do you really believe that? How's that possible? It doesn't seem possible to me. Well, then the report comes out, according to internet news source Brighton, BRIGHTEON.com. And they say, breaking news, Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It is alleged that the nurse that fainted live on the air has now died. That was December 20, 2020. And then a report comes out. Then a report comes out saying, "Well, it's not true." What I'm saying is, we don't know what to believe. We don't know what to believe. And so, class, what you're going to have to do is figure it out for yourself. But if you follow the advice and counsel of Dr. Norm Shealy, which I do, you would probably not get that COVID-19 vaccine. And here's another thought. There are several companies racing toward the dollar sign to get the vaccine out. Now, are they identical? Are they using the same formularies? Are they using the same protocols? Are they using the same ingredients? Are they sourced from the same place? Are they the same? Or are they different? So if you get vaccine from one company or another, are they the same? Do they have the same efficacy? Do they have the same kill rate? Do they have the same amount of poisons and toxins in them? Do you believe the companies that say, here's what's in them? You know how the government releases statistics, periodically, regularly? And then a month or two or three later, they say these are the revised numbers. You know, those inflation numbers that they said, we said were just awesome, really weren't so good. You can't believe anything, class. You can't even believe us. You have to do your own research. Gwyneth?
Yeah, people, they have to think for themselves. You know, Gerald Salenti, that's one of his favorite catchphrases, is think for yourself. And it's really, really not that hard. But what you have to do, what I'm hearing from a lot of people, is we can't believe these people are so evil that they would actually do that. And to which I reply, well, I can believe that they're evil, you know, maybe because I've had a lot more exposure to some really, really evil people in this world, and that I know that such people exist. And so it doesn't surprise me, especially with the likes of Bill Gates, that I have always thought that he was quite an evil person. You know, he was the person who at the age of 14 years old invented the world's first computer virus. And then he invented he claimed it was the world's first workable operating system, but actually it wasn't. He stole it from Apple, you're absolutely right there. He stole it from Steve Jobs and company. But, then he invented the Windows operating system. Now, there's a particular scam. It's called the broken Windows scam. And that is that you break a window and then you go along posing as a window repair man to fix the window that you yourself or one of your cronies just broke. And I wonder if Bill Gates actually uses that as his business model, where he breaks the windows and then he comes along being the windows repairman to fix the same window that he just broke. You know, because the thing about this sort of criminal psychopath is they have to tell you what they're doing. You know, and this is it. So they, you know, you might think, well, why would they even put this film of this woman on TV. For one thing, it was live television, and they really didn't know what was going to happen. And for the other thing, they have to actually, on some level, tell you what they're doing. They have to tell you in some way that this vaccine is likely to kill you. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I was really surprised to hear that she'd died. But it wouldn't surprise me if she had, actually, because apparently it has a really, really high kill rate. And that's kill, K-I-L-L, meaning dead. And, you know, there's a good reason for that, because it shuts down your mitochondrial activity. That's one of the things it does. It messes with chromosome 8, which makes you weak, trusting, and stupid. So you want to be weak, trusting, and stupid with an IQ of about 80? You know, like some mentally incapacitated person. You know, mentally incapacitated people, like people with Down syndrome, they're the sweetest people you'll ever meet. They're the nicest people you'll ever meet, but they're not the sharpest tools in the box. That's just how it is. And that's what they want all of us to be like. And it's not going to be good for you, and it's not going to be good for me if we become like that. I've certainly got no intention of ever becoming like that. You've got to be as sharp as a whip, is a saying they have here in Australia. Or in other words, a whip cracker, meaning that you've got to be pretty, you've got to be pretty on the ball to stay on top of these guys. They have got some really, really nefarious plans figured out. And once you've seen a few of their plans, you realize they're actually not that bright. They are in one way quite bright, but they can't think up very many new ideas for hurting people. So they really just have to use the same ideas over and old ideas over and over and over and over again. So, in other words, they say, hey, we've got too many people in the city, so here's a nice cattle car sitting next to the railway line. Yay, get in the cattle car. You're an idiot if you get into that cattle car. That's just how it is, because the world's been there before. These days, it's not a physical cattle car. It's a metaphysical cattle car, and the metaphysical cattle car is the vaccine. You're an absolute idiot if you get it. It puts nanobots into you, which go through and do all sorts of terrible things with your system. It's got an enzyme called luciferase, which the patent is 2020-06-06-06. You know, hello, who do you think they might be serving? You know, and it goes through and it genetically alters your messenger RNA, your mRNA and your DNA. It makes you into a genetically modified organism. Do you think that's going to go well? I don't think it's going to go well. You know, and every time that they've altered the DNA of a mammal, any organism, but for some reason, especially mammals, every time they have genetically altered a mammal, it has gone badly for them. You know, it really has. So, yeah, people need to think for themselves. They need to realize that these people are really, really, really evil, and they should not be doing what they're told at this point in history. They need to probably be doing the exact opposite of anything the government tells them to do. And that's probably the safest thing to do. So if the government says go north, you should go south. And if they say go east, then you should probably go west. Because whatever it is that they are planning for you, it's probably going to harm you. At the top of government systems, all government systems at the top, okay, you don't get to the top of these government systems these days unless you are compromised, unless you are blackmailable and extortable. You know, it just doesn't happen, you know. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people in America who really, 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 really love Donald Trump. And I think that Donald Trump should have been elected by the vote of the public, because there's so many people in America who love him. But even if he is installed as the president on January the 20th, America's problems don't go away. And in a lot of ways, they only just begin. We're going to go into that a bit further. Actually, I think I'll go into it now. Would that be okay, Vincent, if I segue into
sure, I'll tell you what. I'd like to make one comment first. Class, I have assigned homework over the years, and I'm going to reassign it. You still have time to get it. And there are three television series I think you need to absolutely positively watch. One of them is Jericho, J-E-R-I-C-H-O, 2006. Absolutely brilliant series, and it ran for roughly two seasons. You can pick it up for about $20 at Walmart.com. $21.90 right now at on eBay. Jericho. You need to watch it. It is apocalyptic. It is what happens after the bombs go off in the United States. And it's chaos. It will teach you what you need to think about to prepare. The whole family needs to watch it. It's not so much blood, gore, and guts as it will paint those mental images that you need to have in your mind. Second series. It's called Survivors. S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R-S. In 1975, the first Survivor series was produced by BBC, British Broadcasting Company. When you buy it, make sure you get one that will work on your DVD player. Okay? Get the right region, because this is a worldwide production. So the best ones are from outside the United States, but they won't play on your player if you have a U.S.-only region. So make sure you get the right one. The second, which is almost as good, is the 2008 to 2010 series. So there are two series of Survivors. The first one, 1975, is the best. Second best is the 2008 to 2010.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you've got a lot prepared, so I'm just going to sit back and relax. I know you've got a wealth of information, and Gwyneth's at the front of the class at the blackboard. Gwyneth?
Okay. Now, what I'd like to say is what I was alluding to just before the ad was about Donald Trump. Now, he should, if everything's right and fair and there was no corruption, then he should have been reinstalled as the President of the United States. That's not necessarily going to happen. We just have to wait and see. But even if it does, people in America are very much mistaken if they think that they're out of the woods just because Donald Trump has been reinstalled as your president. And I say that for this reason. There's things about him that are ignored by his large crowd of supporters, okay? They are published in the press. They are published in documents from organizations like the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense. But they just somehow get ignored by, you know, people who just don't want to see and don't want to admit what they are like, or what these aspects of his personality. And the other thing that happens is that his many supporters make excuses for him. They say, he's surrounded by so many swamp creatures. Well, why did that happen? It happened because when he was installed as president for the first time, he appointed a bunch of swamp creatures to be the people around him. People like Bill Barr, okay? He's, you know, oh, my gosh, he appointed these people. And they say, oh, well, he's just getting bad advice. He's just, you know, he has to go on the advice that he's given. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have to go on the advice that he's given. if he's any sort of a man, if he's any sort of a businessman, which I know that he is, he can think for himself, okay? He can make his own decisions. He can give, what do they call it, presidential decrees, executive orders. He can do that, and people have to do what they're told, you know? And if they don't, then he can have them sent off to the hoof cow big time. He really can. But, you know, this is what happens. Here are some examples of what I'm saying. And I'm saying that, by the way, I don't like Joe Biden either. I think that Joe Biden is a really, really dangerous piece of work. So I'm not fans of any of them. They've all compromised themselves, including Donald Trump, and especially including Joe Biden. And if anyone believes that it's all going to be okay because their favorite guy is in the big house, then they're very, very much mistaken. But here are some examples of things that Donald Trump has done or is doing that really, really show how compromised he is. For one thing, he could have at any time pardoned Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. He could have done that within 5 minutes at any stage. He has never done that. He never will do that because he's been told not to. So someone along the line of command, the chain of command that really runs the show, has told him not to do that. Because Julian Assange just blew too many whistles, and they have got it in for him because of that. Another thing is that Donald Trump has said repeatedly that he is going to require inoculations of everybody in the United States for this coronavirus vaccine, and that he's going to use, depending on what speech he's making on that day, the National Guard or the military to do so. Hello? Excuse me? He's going to do what? So there's going to be guys with guns at vaccination points just to make sure that you've got your vaccine? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Is this something that a good guy would do? Okay, I can hear the music, and I think that means that we're going into a break. I'll be back after the break and continue this discussion.
All right, that's Gwyneth Isaacs.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.